Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back, and I got to get those numbers out. It's Pledge Week, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, what does too big to fail banks have to do with Epstein and child sex trafficking? You might be surprised. So we're going to listen to this, and we'll be back right after this.
As illustrated in RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, AIDS and AZT was Fauci's first official go at state-sponsored depopulation. Celia Farber writes that Peter Staley is the most iconic AIDS activist in the world, and that he was the guy who made AZT happen. The well-hyped media story goes something like this. Young gay activist Peter Staley came out as a homosexual in 1985 and inspired his older brother, Jess Staley, to join him in the fight against AIDS, which for them meant demanding more drugs, faster drugs, and cheaper drugs from Big Pharma. While posing as the voice of the downtrodden LGBTQ consumer, with the almighty support of the mainstream media behind them, the two brothers demanded that Big Pharma put speed ahead of safety and efficacy. This campaign directly resulted in the rapid FDA approval of AZT in 1989. Big profits were made, shortcuts were taken, and AZT killed thousands. Jess Staley worked for J.P. Morgan Chase and became a pioneer of woke LGBTQ banking. And after 30 years at J.P. Morgan and 9 years as CEO of Barclays Bank in the U.K., he resigned last year after an investigation into his ties with Jeffrey Epstein was launched as part of a U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, J.P. Morgan knowingly, negligently, and unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through which recruiters and victims were paid and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. Human trafficking was the principal business of the accounts Epstein maintained at J.P. Morgan. Jess Staley exchanged several hundreds of emails with Jeffrey Epstein, some of them coded like the infamous Pizzagate emails. Staley to Epstein, say hi to Snow White for me. Epstein to Staley, what character would you like next? Staley, Beauty and the Beast. Jess Staley is accused of forcibly and violently raping one of the victims and is said to have told her that Jeffrey Epstein authorized him to do whatever he wanted to her. Jess Staley was set to take over for Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who some believe will be charged with criminal conspiracy for his service to Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking operations. A New York federal judge threatened J.P. Morgan Chase with contempt of court if it does not speed up in producing evidence related to Jeffrey Epstein. Jamie Dimon is scheduled to be questioned under oath later this month on his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Throwing gas on the fire, 19 Republican states just accused J.P. Morgan of closing bank accounts on political or religious grounds. In a letter to CEO Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Bank is accused of canceling major organizations' checking accounts and then screening them with questions focused on religion and politics before reinstating them. The Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, and it holds no reserves. It is a private bank owned by its member banks, and overall owned by the same big banks deemed too big to fail, like J.P. Morgan Chase. So when the CBDCs come to supposedly save the day, remember that these banks are run by child rapists and human traffickers. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. All righty, we are back. And, you know, we had, Joe and Wendy, we had PNC Bank, our ministry, and they were totally against. They dropped us, and we asked them, why are you dropping us? And this is a couple of years ago. And they were very route, and so we don't have to tell you. Well, I went up there on the website, and I looked at what they stand for, and they promote the pro-death, pro-sodomite, everything that we're against, the PNC bank is for. And so there you go, that we have nothing to do with them.
Real quick, right?
Yeah. If I'd have known that to begin with, we would never had anything to do with them with the beginning. And so then we went to Fifth Third, and it was just exactly the opposite. In Fifth Third, we ran into people that were Christian, pro-American, just the opposite of PNC. So, all right, Carmen in Connecticut pledges $125. Thank you, Carmen. And the phones are awful slow, folks. The guys in the back room are sitting back there just looking at each other. And I can tell you, these guys aren't very pretty, so that's not an easy thing for them. So they're back there. All right.
Well, let's have some happy news. I've got two stories that made me happy. One, there was a business in Canada, and it was the Antichrist Canadian coffee shop dedicated to fighting capitalism. It's going out of business here in a couple of days, about 1 year after it opened, and it's closing due to lack of capital. The cafe sold coffee along with books and merchandise promoting radical leftist ideas, anti-capitalistic, and couldn't get enough capital to stay in business. I thought that was great. And the second, I don't know if you've heard, but Vice Media. Now, this was a very big group. A lot of people don't know much about it. But here, not too long ago, it was valued at about $5.7 billion. A lot of money. Very woke. Remember, go woke, go broke? Well, it was the darling of the left media. And now George Soros, one of his groups, is picking up this $5.7 billion corporation for about $225 million. They were culturally relevant, sold out to the woke movement, and they kept on, people kept destroying the country, or the company, by all of its leftist policies, and now it's worth $225 million. The only bad news is Soros is picking it up, and he's going to try and do something with it, but go woke, go broke. People are fighting back, folks.
Well, Anheuser-Busch found that out. They lost $10 billion in their queer beer. And then you had, remember Coke come out and said people need to, white folks need to try to be less white? Well, the Coke sales dropped. It hit the basement there for a while. And remember
and
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bud Light? Do you know what they're doing now?
No, what are they doing now?
Give away free beer. They've got a coupon for a $20 rebate for a case of Bud Light that sells for $19.98. A $20 coupon, you make 2 cents. You get 2 cents back, but more than you paid. And the trouble is a lot of the women are really making fun of it. They said men do not use coupons. And besides that, they're not going to drink the beer, even if, you know, if it's basically free. We did a story last week about they had a stand in Tennessee where they had free beer, and not one Bud Light was taken during the entire afternoon and evening. So here now they're trying to get men to use coupons. And one lady said, never in my life have I seen men use coupons. There might be one or two, but she said they'll make their own beer before they go coupon shopping. So I thought that was, you know, good news. There's a lot of people fight. We can fight back with our money, with our purchasing, and it really does have an effect, folks. And the more people start doing it, more than half the country is Christian and conservative. And if these companies lose half of their sales, they are going to wake up and change. I guarantee you they cannot stay in business if they lose half their sales. So fight back is something you can do every time you go shopping.
Now, here's something that's amazing, and it makes me wonder, why would Biden's Surgeon General want to do something good? I haven't seen anybody, not anything out of that whole administration, not one person anywhere do anything that was good. Everything that I've seen has been evil. Now, here, U.S. Surgeon General makes inspiring conclusion about church attendance. This is by Bob Unruh here in World News Daily. Not going to church may undermine people's health, and attending services helps, a new government report reveals. In a statement that is stunning for both its contents and its source, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy commented on the epidemic of loneliness and isolation across America, calling that an urgent public health issue. Research shows that loneliness and isolation are associated with a greater risk of heart disease, dementia, stroke, depression, anxiety, premature death. He explained, and believe me, it's got a lot to do with suicide, too. He explained, and as bad for people, is as bad as people for as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. He goes on to say that he warned that Americans have become disconnected from one of the sources of deep and significant social connections, as church attendance. Who would have ever thought, right?
We did. We told people things like that 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, but who would have thought that we would have a Surgeon General?
Surgeon General. No, that's, yeah, we missed that one. I didn't predict that.
All righty. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673, folks. We got to get those phones ringing. We've got about approximately 37 minutes left tonight. And we have a lot. In fact, we have more than $100 a minute. We've got to raise more than $100 a minute to make our goal. So we got to hear from you. And, Joe, you know, you were talking about the newsletter. I've had more people, gotten more letters from people that said, on those stations that we went off of, they're getting the newsletter and they're thankful that they're getting the newsletter. And they said the letters they write back saying, hopefully we can get back on. We really miss your program on our stations. Well, if they're on the computer, if they go up on the website, there's about six different ways they can listen to us. They don't have to be on AM radio. I mean, we're on all different ways. Even the smart aleck phones, they can listen to us on those in different areas, and they can listen to us on many different sites on the computer.
Podcast, especially at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com is one good way to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people, unfortunately, you know, aren't on computers. They don't have the internet, and so they can only hear us by radio, unfortunately. But
hey, Pastor, real quick, if they go to thewordcleveland.com, they can also hit the Listen Live button right there and hear the show that way.
If you go to thewordcleveland.com, thewordcleveland.com, and hit the Listen Live, you can get the program. And hit the Listen Live button, you can get the program that way on the internet. It makes it very easy. So, anyhow, folks, we got to hear from you tonight. We don't have much time left. And so,
we don't. But I want to say something that goes along with what you were just talking about. Got a big article here I'm going to abbreviate. Americans, especially young Americans, are dying at alarming rates, reversing years of progress. You know, we've had, medicines that stop, vaccines that stop polio, and, you know, all kinds of good things have happened. But now the rates of death, the mortality rates, have changed, gone down by almost 20%, according to federal death statistics, and it gives them a couple of big centers and stuff doing it. But the four biggest things are suicides, drug overdoses, car accidents, and homicide. And they talk a great deal about the depression. You were just saying that, you know, lack of going to church and the fellowship and having people that treat you as family and love you is so important. We were made to be sociable animals, and we need friends. We need family, and church families are extended families. So it gives you more wonderful, loving brothers and sisters at church. But as I look through this article, one of the things that it kept bringing up, the U.S. is the only place among the civilized nations where firearms are the number one cause of death in young people. And I thought, boy, that sounds horrible. And then you go and start looking. Most of it is black-on-black homicides in the Democrat-controlled cities. So here we have this high death rate by guns, and
that's done on purpose, Joe. That is done on purpose. In all those cities you have, and the biblical word, when we talk about George Soros' horse, when we say horse, folks, the biblical definition of these prosecutors who do not prosecute crime, they go after innocent people, the good people. And they let the murderers back on the streets over and over. That is why you have such a high rate of murder in there. It's caused on purpose. But, Joe, do you know what? There's something else, too, out there. Here, January 6th, we keep thinking about January 6th. I'm going to play a clip because we need to keep bringing this up. There's more and more investigations. We had a number of good Christian patriots murdered by dirty cops, on January 6th. And here we need to have the rest of that film needs to come out that Congress is holding on to. It needs to be exposed. And so let's take it away there. This is...
Give those phone numbers out, too.
All righty.
After.
Go ahead and take her away.
Jim Hoff, we can't play the clip because it's got too much profanity. But tell me about this new blockbuster story you've got up at Gateway Pundit right now. Why is this footage important? Why is this story important, Jim?
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we have new footage today. This was played in the Proud Boys court case that just ended. Dominic Pizzola was the only defendant who was not charged with seditious conspiracy. And his attorney, Stephen Metcalf, gave us this footage of what happened on January 6th. Steve, we all knew this was the truth. And now we are providing the truth to your audience and to the American public. And we hope that this gets spread around. And what we have is footage of the police on January 6th firing down on an unsuspecting crowd. Without any warning, they had no idea this was coming. There's one of the flash grenades that landed right inside the crowd. These were exploding grenades that were being shot down. The people, these again, men, women, blacks, whites, they're all standing down there outside of the Capitol. They're bundled up, it's cold, and all of a sudden, they start getting fired on. This is... unbelievable. We also have footage, Steve, of an officer firing rubber bullets down on the crowd, shooting these people right in their face. I mean, he's above them. So when he's firing down on them, what does he expect is going to happen? He's going to be shooting them in the face. We know one of the Proud Boys was actually shot in the back that day with the rubber bullets. We have footage of the man, Joshua Black. He's the guy who had that horrible bullet hole in his cheek. And we have footage of him after he's shot and inside the crowd. It's horrible footage. But again, this is what the media has hid from the American public since January 7th of 2021. They're not going to tell you that the police fired down on these unsuspecting protesters who were standing there. We also spoke with one of the defendants, Jeffrey McKellop, who is a former Special Forces. And he told us that the crowd really erupted when the police pushed a woman down 10 feet of stairs, an elderly woman. Here's the footage now for your audience of the police shooting down from above on this crowd. And of course, that's against police protocol. They're not supposed to be shooting people in the face with rubber bullets. But this was encouraged. We have other footage in this same post. And by the way, this was Alicia Powell who put all this together and worked with Stephen Metcalf to put this together. But you can see that they're firing down. We have this other footage. One of the officers, Inspector Lloyd, we've identified him. He's encouraging more violence against these protesters. And you can see, what are these people doing? They're standing there. And at this point, they're terrified because this guy right above them is shooting bullets down in their faces. So, again, this is the story of January 6th. You're not going to hear. This didn't make Pelosi's video when she released that, right? But this is what happened that day. Several people were injured. We know that two men died around this area. One, Kevin Greeson, the other, Benjamin Phillips. They had heart attacks. That's the story. They were Trump supporters.
Okay.
And that was around the time they were shooting these down on them.
I've got to bounce, but I got to get this out. Alicia Powell's amazing. And getting more great work from Alicia Powell over at Gateway and with the lawyer. Here's my question, Jim. As great as Gateway Pundit is, and you guys are doing a great job, this footage is over there with the McCarthy. Now that Tucker has been fired, why are the Republicans, are you making contact? Why are we not seeing this in some sort of formal? I love the fact we got it in Gateway to get it out. But why is it not some formal process to start putting out the true story and see the true footage? The footage speaks for itself, sir.
Oh, absolutely. There should be something that takes place with Congress. They have control. We have 42 people who are January 6th prisoners or their family members who signed a letter that we sent to Kevin McCarthy. They would like to see the footage that he is holding because they have loved ones who are going to trial. And they'd like to defend their family members and themselves. A lot of these were January 6th defendants. So something needs to happen. You're right. Congress needs, they should have their own, we saw the show trial. Now we should have the real trial and pull in some people who could really testify and tell the truth to the American public. Thank God for the war room. Thank God for Gateway Pundit and others. We continue to expose the truth. It does go viral.
Jim.
Alrighty, we're back, and folks, here's what you can do. Now listen, even if just 10% of the people, if 10% of the people listening to me right now would just do this, they would call these numbers, one, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and demand. I'm going to give you these numbers. Kevin McCarthy, his number is 202-225-2915. That's 202-225-2915. Jim Jordan, 202-225-2676, 202-225-2676, and James Comer. Now, you know that Jordan and Comer, these guys are, they are not rhinos. These guys are out there, and McCarthy's doing better than I thought he would, too, to tell you the truth. But Comer, his number is 202-225-3115. 202-225-3115. McCarthy promised. He promised. What happened? Tucker showed part of that. They stopped him. Fox News made him stop, and they say that was part of the settlement that they had with Dominion, that they couldn't show that. And the other part, from what I heard, too, was that was part of the settlement that Tucker had to get fired. And so, anyhow, that's where that's at. But now, here's some good news, too. Uganda's tough anti-sodomy bill heads to the president's desk for final approval. The new version of the law remains one of the toughest pieces of anti-sodomite legislation on the continent, the BBC reported. The Uganda parliament this month approved his sweeping anti-sodomy bill after adding provisions ensuring that same-sex attracted people seeking help are not penalized. The president of the Africa country has stated he would sign the measure after the necessary changes were made. The new version of the law remains one of the toughest pieces of anti-sodomite legislation on the continent. There, basically, to make a long story short, you can go to prison for 7 years in prison or a $2,500 fine for the act of sodomy. We need something like that in this country. We really do. We really do. It's at the same time, the WHO, World Health Organization, and the World Economic, they're trying to force, along with the Democratic Party, they want to make pedophilia. They want to legalize pedophilia. They want to legalize pedophilia. I mean, it's sick out there today, folks, but those are the days we're living in. So, boy, we have our work cut out for us. Jane in Atlanta pledges 100. Jane in Atlanta pledges 100. Thank you, Jane. And Jane, we're doing our best to get back up on Atlanta out there. She must be listening to us over the internet. And Bo from Rocky River pledges 200. Thank you, Bo. Already, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Wendy, plug your Memorial Day sale again.
Sure. They can give us a call if they'd like a free product catalog. They can call 866-229-3663 at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or they can visit the website thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com.
Here's some more good news, Joe. Impeachment of major Biden administration official gaining momentum. Key Republicans say it is time. This is from the Western Journal. As the nation's southern border further resembles a sieve, restive House Republicans want to strike back by impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Several House Judiciary Committee members are chapping at the bit. This guy, I can't believe how this guy lies. This guy says the border's secure.
Yeah.
I mean, and he looks, he's told, you go out there and you tell that lie, a lie told long enough and loud enough becomes the truth for those who don't know any better. And that's exactly what he does.
The left-wing media, a lot of the media is not reporting things. There are a lot of the people that listen to the left-wing media don't see the horrific pictures at the border. They hear what Mayorkas says. And they take that as gospel. And the same thing with January 6th, the same thing with stuff on Trump. In fact, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace is rejecting the Durham report. Well, her entire career in media was built upon the Russiagate, you know. So there are several of these stations have not talked about the Durham report. So you have a lot of listeners across the United States that haven't heard what Durham's report says, and then those that have heard about it, they hear, oh, it's a nothing burger, and so you got half the people in America are not getting the truth. They either don't know the truth, the line from omission, or the media is lying by commission by, you know, downplaying the Durham report, saying it's a nothing there. It was a waste of time and money. So that just adds to it. That's why I tell people to tune in to What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry if they want the truth. A lot of times your friends and neighbors and maybe even members of your own family are not getting the truth. And it may be shocking to them, but it's about time they learned what the real world is really like.
Joe and Wendy, we're going to give you the truth on the Durham Report. Right after this, we'll be back right after this. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies. Teaching sinners, hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you.
I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. That heavenly prize, it's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you.
House in August of 2016. It was attended by Vice President Joe Biden, President Barack Obama, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and James Comey, of course, from the FBI. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton knows all about this, and he joins us now. All right, Tom, what's the significance of that meeting?
Well, it shows the leadership of the Obama administration had good reason to know that the leads they were supposedly chasing about Russia collusion were all made up by Hillary.
Yep.
To keep herself out of jail.
Was it an obvious hoax right from the start?
It was an obvious hoax. And the Durham report reconfirms, because we know this already, that no matter where they look, they couldn't find Russia collusion. And they had spying in the early part of 2016. They couldn't find anything. The Steele dossiers were coming in. They couldn't verify anything in the Steele dossiers, but they never stopped targeting Trump, which shows that it was always about politics and never about national security. And we had this election intervention like we've never seen before. Richard Nixon must be shaking his head, yeah, thinking, you know, they moved me out of the White House for much less.
But to confirm, that meeting, August 2016, in the White House, Vice President Biden, President Obama, at that meeting, they knew about the hoax. It was revealed at that point. They knew right there and then.
The CIA director had, intelligence that was substantial enough that he briefed the leaders of our country that the Russians had intelligence that Hillary was going to be pushing out this Russia collusion hoax on Trump to distract from her email problems and her other issues.
Okay. Who do you think is responsible?
It turned out that the Russians were right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. They were right. Yeah, I just want the big picture again for a second. Who's responsible for the for what I call the most successful dirty trick in American political history? Who's overall responsible for this?
Well, Hillary Clinton is the center of it in the sense that she helped generate the information. She had willing anti-Trump allies in the FBI and Justice Department, obviously. But a lot of this would never have taken place, and the spying and the targeting of Trump wouldn't have gained any traction but for the intervention of her people in getting this false information out, which was largely written, it looks like, according to the Durham report, by a Russian intelligence operative.
So where to from here?
Well, is the FBI going to suffer any consequences? Is the DOJ going to suffer any consequence? And I think we should evaluate current investigations into Trump by Jack Smith and others with the same jaundice eye that Durham looked at the Russia collusion hoax investigation. Why do we think the FBI is any different this year than it was 3-4 years ago? Why do we think the Justice Department deep staters are any less anti-Trump than they were 3-4 years ago? Right. In fact, it's probably worse given the passage of time and the crazed Trump derangement syndrome that's further taken hold in the D.C. establishment here.
Congressman Adam Schiff, he lied to the American people about what was going on. Now he's going to run for the Senate, a California Senate seat, and I bet he wins. In other words, there will be no political price paid by those people who lied to us.
Yeah, I mean, the frustration Americans have with the Durham report is that it's just a report. Where are the prosecutions of those involved in this seditious conspiracy, I would call it, against the Trump candidacy and then the presidency, and folks like Schiff, who abused their offices in the House of Representatives? You know, that he had access to sensitive national security information, and he leveraged that to try to destroy the Trump presidency. I tell you, if that's not a coup, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well said. Tom Fitton, thanks very much for clearing things up. We like clarity on this program, and you gave it to us.
All righty, we're back. And Bo from Rocky River pledged $200, and Don from New Hampshire pledges $50. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Don. All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, isn't that something, Wendy and Joe, that the Russians, now, Clapper knew how the Russians made aware that Hillary Clinton, what Hillary Clinton was doing. Now, what do you think it is, Wendy, that Hillary has? What kind of hold does she have on these people where they're willing to fall on the sword for her? What is it?
Probably, you know, she's got maybe information, and or maybe just threatening them.
Well, you know, when you're talking about people like Merrick Garland, now Merrick, he is a dirty cop. I mean, this guy's crooked. He's a corrupt as corrupt gets, okay? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to be nasty. Everything he has done, and he's lied about it. He lied to Congress, okay? He's committed high treason against Americans. He sent the FBI in to harass parents because they didn't want their children watching pornography or reading pornography in the books. He sent the FBI out after pro-lifers for saving babies. They've infiltrated a number of churches. They've sent in to infiltrate churches. Merrick Garland is outrageously corrupt. Chris Ray, too. And so here now, what has to happen, Trump says put him back in office, and he will clean house this time. Again, they've been weaponized against the American people. I think you're right. I think Hillary has enough on all of them. She's like Jezebel from the Bible. She is extremely corrupt, and she's probably right. Now, pedophilia, in fact, pedophilia among the Democratic Party is just, Let me read you an article. School forces LGBT doctrine onto a four-year-old. All hell breaks loose. This is from World News Daily. A parental war against a school's decision to forcibly indoctrinate a four-year-old into the LGBT ideology is continuing. Even though a judge in the case already has issued a radical ruling that the agenda for alternative sexual lifestyle choices essentially is Christian. The report on the fight comes from a Christian concern. A fight developed when Christian parents Izzy and Shane Montagu objected to their child's former school, Heaver's Farm, forcing four-year-olds into LGBT-themed pride parade. The Christian Legal Center helped in the fight after the school mandated participation in the ideological agenda. Told of the pride events only shortly before the promotions occurred, the parents were accused of being bigoted and even were told that participation was a legal requirement. Ultimately, 182 students were withdrawn from the activities by their parents. But when the dispute reached the initial court level, Circuit Court Judge Christopher Latham plunged headfirst into the LGBT advocacy. He issued a ruling widely claiming that there was little in the pride parade that was inconsistent with Montague's Christian beliefs, and even claimed a poster, "Some people are gay, get over it," actually what Christian teaching advocates. That guy's a liar and there's not a bit of truth in him, okay? But there you go. This is why for 50 years on radio we've been telling you, if you love your kids, get them out of the public school system. What do you think, Joe and Wendy?
Yeah, agree. I mean, that would only happen once if it was my kid. They would be instantly out of there.
Out of there, and what about being sued? You know, you've got to go after these people for doing these things.
The only thing they understand is money. You've got to hurt them in the pocketbook. We've got to start suing, using tools of the left. Plus, I'm going to give you two businesses right now that we need to boycott. One is Levi's. Levi Strauss CEO Chip Burr. They're now working on special clothing. Though the customers, there's a definite appetite for products aimed at transgenders. They're starting a whole new product line, gender neutral, gender fluid. And even though they saw what happened with Bud Light, they're going ahead. In fact, he was speaking at an event in San Francisco Wednesday when they asked him about the cut against Bud. And so he said, well, we're going ahead and pushing the agenda. So Levi's, I'm not wearing another pair. That's it. The second thing is a surprising one, Target. The Gays Against Groomers is a leading battle. They said the businesses have gone too far promoting this transgender ideology against the children. And they say, yes, we're sodomites, we're homosexuals, but we're sounding the alarm. They're going after the children. They're grooming the children. This is a group of lesbians and gays. They say, you know, hey, this is an adult thing. Children should be left totally out. The Target is now selling clothing and shirts appealing to young people. And one of them is like shows a young girl busy thinking about girls. Their shirts displaying all the rainbow pride color. Other shirts, trans people will always exist. And there's a couple others that I don't want to read on the radio. but they were debating whether or not to put them on. So even people like Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, said, okay, goodbye, Target. You've groomed away my business.
Well, I quit going to them for a long time ago when they were using the same bathrooms in the
right.
Target stores, and so.
Right.
But you know, folks, listen.
They keep getting worse, so they need to have an attitude adjustment, and the only way we can do it is by don't shop at Target. Don't buy Levi's.
Unless you are morally challenged. If you are morally challenged and, you're kind of down there in the cesspool, then go to Target. I mean, Target's the place for morally challenged people. If you're a lesser person, and the swamp is, a good place for you, then go there. But I tell you what, if you're not morally challenged, if you're halfway decent, you've got no business going to Target.
Yep. That's just what we have to do. It's one of the only ways we can fight back. We need to be in prayer and fasting. We need to be this is really a battle for the heart and soul of this country. It is the Antichrist system versus Christ and his family, his born-again believers, the sons and daughters. And it is for real. And if we don't run to this battle, if we don't stand up and be counted and be heard, our children and our grandchildren are going to be lost forever in a socialist communist state.
And, Joe, if we don't get about 3,500 in within the next, we'll be here till midnight. We'll be answering the phones till midnight. And if we don't get about 3,500 in between now and then, we might not be on some of those stations out there they're listening to us on. We're short about 3,500 of our goal right now tonight. So, folks, again, those numbers are 888. We want to help us stay on the station you're listening to us on. Think about what we brought you tonight. Think about what we brought you over the last 50 years. 888-281-1110. Think about how many stations, how many programs never backed down, who always stand their ground against the politically correct, the woke people. 888-677-9673. Folks, we need to hear from you. But right now, you got to hear this from us because the days we're living in, everything that's happening out there is a sign of the times you're seeing right now. Everything, just like in the days of Noah, just like in the days of Noah, where people rejected God, the rebellion was so great, just like it is now, where, as God said, men's hearts were wicked continuously, we're seeing that more on a much larger scale. Folks, tonight, the rapture could take place. Now, folks, let me tell you something here. If the rapture takes place and you're left behind, things could be really bad. Or many of you are listening out there tonight. Many of you, you older folks like me and Joe, this could be the time it's not a tragedy to die. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die. To die in your sin, it don't get any worse than that. God's word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. It says you're going to die, and you will. And when you die, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. Now, folks, believe me, you don't want to go to the latter. You really don't. You really don't at all. And so what do? The Lord Jesus made it very clear. He didn't stutter. He said this. He said, you're a sinner, right? You're a sinner. And the good news is only sinners can be saved. Only sinners can be saved. That's the good news. Here tonight, if you're listening to us and you have not called upon the name of the Lord, if you have not prayed to the Father and asked for forgiveness of your sins, then you're kind of like walking. Would you say, Wendy or Joe, it's like walking over a tightrope over a lake of fire?
Yep, or like walking over a very deep pool of hot lake of burning water on thin ice. Either way, it's not a good place to be.
And so, folks, listen to me. Now, you say, well, let me think about this. How many people said, how many people have run out of tomorrow's tonight? All over this world, right now, as we look at this here. By this time tomorrow,
they say 20 people are going to die just of fentanyl poisoning in the U.S. Just 20 people tonight will die from fentanyl.
By this very time tomorrow, literally millions of people that are here in this world tonight won't be here tomorrow. They would have died. And guess what, Joe? A very small percentage of them had planned on dying. The vast majority of them had no idea that their soul would be required of them. That'll happen. It happens every single night, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And so, folks, you don't want to be one of those. You don't want to be one of those. Now, when you hear an invitation, when you hear somebody, the preacher, giving an invitation, the preacher is just the messenger. Right, Wendy?
Right.
Who is the message coming from?
God.
Now, listen, if God listens, or when God speaks, you better listen. You better listen, right? Because sometimes God is most merciful, but sometimes you'll hear the message for the last time. And if you haven't been obedient, if you haven't thought about what would happen, if you haven't done like the Lord Jesus, he took your place. He did for you what you could never do for yourself. That's right. He did for you what all the money that ever existed, all the wealth of all the richest men in this world could never buy, and that's 1 minute out of hell. He did for you. He took your place upon the cross. He had the sins of the world upon him. Folks, that's way beyond or even an attempt to even begin to understand what that means. But I can tell you this. Here's what Jesus said. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. You acknowledge you're a sinner. Ask for forgiveness. Then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. Now, remember what Jesus said. Jesus said you must put him first, before mother, father, before anything else. Remember, he put you first. And so you've got to put him first. And if you do that, then God will always honor. He will always. The only one that we can always depend upon to honor their commitment is God. He's the only one that no matter what, there's no circumstances where he can't keep his word. Some of us, you know, we can promise something. We can say, listen, I'll be there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. But we could have flat tires or all kinds of things could happen, even though we intend to doing it and not show up. But God doesn't have that. He will always keep his commitments, always, no matter what. And so ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and he will do that. And you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. You will become an heir of the kingdom, an heir with the Lord Jesus, folks. You've got God's word upon this. You've got God's word upon this. And when that happens, you would be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will be on the road to eternal life. Now think about that. On the road to eternal life. All of these rich men spend all this money trying to live forever, and God did it for us and paid the price in full as a gift. Well, we're at that time where we get to every night at this time where we want to, we say good night. Say good night. We say God bless.
God bless.
And always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.